So this is a moment for the first time ever in nearly 200 years of history. Boston has a mayor who is not a white man. And that is because former Boston City Council President Kim Janey, a daughter of Roxbury and a black woman, now is. Janey became acting mayor last night after former Mayor Marty Walsh was confirmed as the new U.S. Secretary of Labor. So what will a Mayor Janey mean for the city? What to expect from Mayor Janey's administration? Here to talk with us now about it is Tito Jackson, former Boston City Councilor, mayoral candidate in 2017, and now CEO of Verdant Medical, a cannabis company. Tito, welcome. Thanks for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you. The weather is not only nice, but this is there's a black woman mayor in the air.
So let's talk about that, Tito. I've been so interested to just hear you react today. I mean, we've known this was likely at least coming for a while. I mean, it's been weeks since President Biden said that he was, you know, nominating Marty Walsh as labor secretary. But now it's really here. You kind of chuckled there, like almost, you know, gleefully. How are you feeling about this today? Reflect on it a little.
You know, this day means so much to me. I spent a great chunk of my life really fighting for opportunity and equity for everybody in Boston and to have a government that looks like the city of Boston. And so today when I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock, it felt like kind of like Christmas to me. I feel that today is a major step for our city. When I think about, you know, my run, and the issues that I was pushing at the time, they are now kind of ubiquitous across the board for every single candidate. And I was in many ways looked at a little bit like I was crazy when I was saying some of the things that I was saying. And so I'm really happy that Mayor Janey is putting the issues of opportunity and real equity, beginning with COVID-19, at the front of the agenda, and that this, I hope, is a turning point for the city of Boston, and that we are able to come together in ways that we haven't been in the past. So it is a wonderful, wonderful day. Lastly, Tiziana, for me, I have a black woman mayor, Kim Janey. I have a black woman congresswoman, Ayanna Pressley.
That's all right.
And I have a black woman DA, Rachel Rollins. It is a wonderful day in my neighborhood.
That is fantastic to hear you sound excited about something that's been important to you. Tito, you used the phrase opportunity and equity a couple of times there. So let's talk about what that looks like. So right now, Janey will be mayor through the end of 2021. We'll look ahead later. So over the next 9 months, how do you see her focus and her lived experience playing out on a practical basis? What current policy issues are going to rise to the top, and how will she lead differently than Mayor Walsh for the last 7 years?
Yeah. So I think the issue of education is a absolutely an important one. This is going to be about getting our young people back in our schools in a safe manner, making sure that our teachers are protected and that they're vaccinated. In addition, getting as much as we can the facilities ready. We know that 2/3 of the schools in the city of Boston are built before 1945. We have a lot of work to do. When people were talking about HVAC, most Boston public schools have H, which is heat. They don't have the ventilation and AC. So there's a lot of work there. The issue of what's going to happen relative to a school committee, whether it be elected or not elected, early education is an issue. But I think one of the other issues that is absolutely critical is getting the Boston economy rolling again, which definitely starts with many of our restaurants as well as eateries across the city of Boston and opening those doors of opportunity. And recently, this issue of contracting in the city of Boston, I want to give props to BECMA, Amplify Latinx, and other groups who The lawyers for civil rights who have put forward this issue that the city of Boston has spent $2.1 billion in the last 7 years, and only 1.2% of that have gone to Black and Latinos. That is unacceptable, and it has to actually change. So I believe that these issues, as well as those issues of housing, that many people haven't been able to pay their rent in a year. What are we going to do for those folks? And also the issue of the recovery community and what's happening along the Massachusetts Avenue and Melnia Cass Boulevard weigh heavy on the minds and hearts of people in the city of Boston.
And just to back up for a second, for our listeners, BECMA is the Black Economic Council of Massachusetts. We actually had Shagun Idowu from BECMA on last week, and I think you're referring to the federal complaint that those organizations filed about the contracting numbers in Boston. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, so I want to play a little sound from you. This morning, Acting Mayor Janey described her focus now to WBUR's Bob Oaks on Morning Edition. I want to play that for you, Tito. Here she is.
It's very, very important that as we recover, reopen, and renew, and that is the framework that I am using for the work that is ahead, that we do so with intentionality around closing the many gaps that we see.
So I want to be clear here. Mayor Janey, as acting mayor, serves through 2021. There will be an election for mayor in November. There are five candidates for that election. As of right now, Kim Janey is not one of those candidates. But in listening to that, Tito, and in listening to what you just laid out, you know, equity and opportunity, closing those gaps, as Mayor Janey just said, those are long-term endeavors. So two parts here. Part one, certainly this does not sound like somebody who intends to be a caretaker mayor during the time that she is acting mayor. This sounds like she's got an agenda. She's going to do as much of it as she can over the next 9 months. Is that right? And is that because we're in a pandemic, or is that just about her leadership approach?
If you know Councilor President Mayor Kim Janey, you know she is not going to be a caretaker mayor. That is, she will be far from that. She will be an activist mayor, someone who is, when we look back at her history on the council, in the cannabis industry, the reason why we have now have equitable access to licenses in the city of Boston is because, primarily because of Kim Janey's legislation, which says out of the 52 licenses in the city of Boston, 26 will go to people who are equity applicants and 26 will go to the broader community. She did that. And so that's precedent. And I believe that she will continue to lead with an eye for closing gaps, be it around the $247,500 that white families are worth versus the $8 that Black families are worth and $0 that Dominican families are worth in the city of Boston, to the opportunity gaps. And she served a lot of time in the education space and has advocated in that space. So she is going to not just sit on the city. She's going to get in the car and drive it.
So then when I said that I implied that she had not yet said either way, and that is true. She has not said she's running and she's not said she's not running. You chuckled. You ran for mayor in 2017. Do you think she should run? And if she does decide to run, what advice would you give her?
Madam Mayor has an amazing opportunity to run and to set out what she would like to do for the city. The advice that I would give her is to always turn to the people. There are many folks who have a lot of dough, and there are many groups who will pull you in a lot of ways, but the people will never lead you wrong. I also would say not only to her, but also to the broader community. I don't want it to be that there's a double standard as a woman of color, that she has to be perfect, and that white males don't. I think we should give her an opportunity to step forward and lead, and to do what she has done in the rest of her life, is taken many of the challenges and made them triumphs. And so I think she would actually be a great, she is going to be a great leader in the seat that she's in, and she will be a great leader in whatever seat that she chooses to run in.
So in our last minute or so, Tito, she ran for and filled the vacancy that you created in the city council when you ran against Marty Walsh in 2017. Walsh served since January 2014 until yesterday. What do you make of his legacy, of his time steering the city?
Listen, Marty and I have had many very public head bumping. He has a good heart. I think there's a lot of things that we still need to do. The closure of the bridge to Long Island, I still think is a stain on the city, and that has to be repaired. I don't believe it should have been closed or taken down. I also think we have a lot to do relative to the issue of education and closing persistent and real achievement gaps in our city. And this issue around the wealth gap in the city of Boston is still pronounced, profound, and persistent. And so I think we have a lot of work to do in this city. And it gives me great pleasure to have a Black woman stepping up to do this work on this historic day. And I know a lot of others count the date to 200 and some odd years. I look at it, Boston was founded in 1630. That's the first time we've had a Black woman as a leader in that role since 1630. Our city is facing a future and days ahead of us that are much better than the days behind us.
That is Tito Jackson, former Boston City Councilor, mayoral candidate in 2017, and now CEO of Verdant Medical, a cannabis company. Tito, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. We are going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about this, how this pandemic has changed your life, your relationships. We'll take your calls, 800-423-8255. I'm Tiziana Deering. That's after the break. This is Radio Boston.